Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, a fellow amateur asked me to help them with lowering their radio mast so they could do some maintenance on the antennas attached to it. This is not the first time I've been a participant in such an activity, but it was the first time I felt explicitly safe. Don't get me wrong, on previous occasions nothing bad happened, but there was always an undertone of what if and an associated anxiety. This time was different. Before we did anything, we sat down, had a cup of coffee, talked, and discussed what was going to happen. After coffee, we looked at specifics and discussed the process in detail. Then we prepared, clipping cable ties, winding up loose ends, disconnecting coax, and securing a pulley to a tree. We ran a winch line, discussed distances, looked at potential snags and coax lengths and angles, considered what would happen if something unexpected might happen, and discussed various safety considerations, like never walking below the mast whilst it was in its most stressed position, halfway lowered and out of reach. Then we slowly went about doing what we talked about. All that sounds pretty reasonable, and it should. It was the first time I'd ever discussed in detail what the plan was, what could happen if something broke, if something got caught, and any number of contingencies. We even discussed handling steel winch lines, something which I was unfamiliar with. Of course, it's entirely possible that something bad could happen, something neither of us had considered, but we put ourselves in a position where we both felt safe after mitigating known risks and allowing leeway for unknown risks. Another word for this type of preparation is professionalism. It's a fraught word. You might recall me telling a story where I contacted the regulator to discuss wideband interference caused by a train line, specifically blocking out a range of AM broadcast frequencies, including the emergency broadcast station. I revealed during that conversation that I was an amateur and had some experience with radio. The person I was speaking to shared that they were a professional, using a capital P to condescend that my amateur credentials were nothing in comparison to theirs. The conversation ended, the wideband interference is still there, years later. It's not the only time I've come across this weird relationship with this word, professionalism. At one time I worked at a community broadcaster where I was one of the producers and presenters. If you're unfamiliar, it's essentially a special interest broadcaster, in this case radio, run by mostly volunteers. We were having a meeting to discuss plans, and during that, I raised the notion of professionalism in relation to conduct. Things like turning up on time for your shift, documenting labels correctly on tapes, keeping logs, broadcasting advertisements at the allocated time, etc. Unfortunately, some in the group equated professionalism with commercialism, and expressed their discontent with the notion vocally. I stopped volunteering there shortly after. This to say that I can understand that professionalism has different meanings for different people. In a community like amateur radio, it might mean that it's considered a taboo word, but I'd like to encourage you to think of it as a way of getting things done, safely, and to the betterment of the community. So next time you have a working bee, an antenna party, a contest, or a ham fest, think about how you conduct yourself, how you might improve the experience for yourself and for those around you. I call that professionalism. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.